Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. I wanted to move on to the NBA playoffs, but since we're not that deep into them, I feel like
we need to talk about Magic, cause
actually get more in depth on our coverage of the actual games of the playoffs in next week. But as far as this episode, let's just talk a little bit about your Lakers, cause they came down with a lot of craziness over the last week.
This is what I'd like to say. And I probably do this as well. And I'm going to try to be a better person. And when I do it, Brian, I want you to try to help me be a better person. But if you don't like the Lakers, like some people, it's their job to be on TV and talk about them. But if you don't like the Lakers, I really don't care what you, how Jenny Buss getting a pass because she a woman or all this. Like, you don't even care about us. Why do you, like, you can, if you hate us, that's one thing, but I don't really care that much about your opinion if you don't really like us and you don't have a vested interest in what's going on. You just feel some kind of way that she's getting a pass for everything that's going down with the Lakers when her brother's been running the team for, before these last 2 years?
Right.
Yeah, she's been over the administration part and making sure they got money in the bank. But he had been running the team into the ground, I might add. and she didn't make good moves. When you hire Magic, you got to let him hire his own people. You can't, and I think they're making a mistake now. How are you hiring interviewing coaches unless it's true you about to get Pelinko, and I know what his name is, but I'm calling the Pelinko until otherwise. Until you get a general manager. Then you're going to fall into the same thing. The GM might come in and not like the coach you chose.
Right.
Or Pelinko.
Yeah, I mean, until you actually get that president spot in there, you just repeating the cycle. Because I think, like you said, Magic's biggest issue was he wasn't able to be himself. I mean, he was walking around and dealing with people that he didn't hire, that he wants, basically removed from their situations. And he's not getting any help in that happening. He's actually getting pushback for them to stay. Because Jeannie didn't want to fire Luke Walton.
She didn't want to fire Luke. The last, at the end, it was like he wanted to get rid of Pelinko too. And it was like, no.
Right.
So, all of these ESPN, First Take, everybody that's got talking about how bad of a job Magic did, how about, I'm confident that Magic, because he's a businessman, would have hired a general manager with more experience. You can't have two people in there with no experience. And I'm sure he's self-aware enough to say, I don't have enough experience. I have got to get a GM that's 15, whatever, 20 years in the game. But you didn't let him hire. You cannot wait. If LeBron is not getting any younger, you can't wait to see if Luke going to grow up and be a better a coach. Because you like Luke. Luke, we like you, but you can't stay here. It's not personal. We just need somebody that can move this process along faster. And he would understand that. If he didn't, that's his problem. But that's the conversation. But they just act like, oh, Magic, oh, why did he just, I can't believe he didn't tell his supervisor that he, that he didn't tell her before he just did the interview. How many people have just been like, screw it, I don't like the job, and then walked off of their job? I ain't saying that it's right.
But it happens.
But it's happening. Way long time before Magic did it. And some of us would do it if we had the kind of stability that he has.
Right, he is Magic Deuces. Johnson.
Deuces, I don't want to take and deal with your foolishness no more. But this speaks to nepotism. And if she don't stop hiring, and I'm saying nepotism in the fact that she keep hiring Lakers and all that. Like, Magic consistently was like he felt bad because he loved her like a sister. I don't think she loved him like a brother. And that could quite be, like, we ain't never heard her speak that highly of Magic, like she like him or whatever, love him like a brother. Have you ever heard her say that?
She did say something to that effect in her comments after he quit the other day.
Oh, after he quit. Mm-hmm. She had to reciprocate it. But yeah, you don't, because then it's just hard to make some decisions when it's family, quote unquote, wink, wink. Just like it took her a while to fire her brother. He had to stab in the back and go to the board and all that. You remember that article?
Oh, I don't know if you read it. Oh, yeah. I remember us talking about
it. Before she fired him. So, Magic Bravo, I'm glad you had the courage to go ahead and leave and stop dealing with Polinko stabbing in the back, because it's too many people talking about he was going to practice, talking about where Magic, trying to bring attention to the fact Magic wasn't networked whenever. So that's just messiness that you don't have to necessarily worry about when you hire your own man. They're going to be loyal and not trying to show you up. It seems like Plinko wants his job. And if Plinko wind up being a president, me and the Lakers' relationship is going to be kind of...
I would be stunned if this happened, but I did hear a bunch of people prophesizing on whether or not Kobe might be the next president.
Kobe ain't gonna be the president. He don't want to do it.
That would be shocking.
He flat out has said no.
Right.
When he was asked about it.
That would be a shocker. But Luke, as far as him, he was actually parted ways with the Lakers, and then 3 days later, he was named head coach of the Sacramento Kings. So, for anybody who was concerned about his well-being, don't be. He is a moved on down the coast, and he will be.
I'm never worried about any of these people that are millionaires' well-being. All the money that they're making, if you lose your job, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think that's why it was kind of, as well-liked as Magic is, it was kind of like nobody really went all when he, you know, just sitting up there just happy-go-lucky, quit, you know, saying
the
all these good things.
The regular Magic that we love.
And I think a lot of people think, okay, yeah, he's going to be okay. He's got 1,000 other things that he's fixing to have time to go do. So if we don't see him as the Lakers president, he'll still be Mr. Laker. He'll still be at the games here, then, you know, this, that, and the other. But
I just don't like how, like, Chris Carter. Oh, Magic was wrong for the way he should have went and talked to LeBron. Talked to LeBron for what?
Yeah, I think people
talked to LeBron about me leaving my job.
Right.
Now, I might can buy into you telling your supervisor, but talking to LeBron to say what?
People give LeBron too much power. I'm sorry.
Because if I ain't going to do it for any other player, I don't care that it's LeBron James.
All right.
Somebody tried to make a big deal out of when he tweeted, he is a Magic, tweeted thank you to Jenny, to Polinko, to Luke, and the players. Oh, he didn't say LeBron. Okay. And LeBron a player, so he fall into that category. So he said it to LeBron. And I'm sure him and LeBron had a conversation at some point since then. Or maybe not. But that's his prerogative. And I know that, I guess that's part of journalism, that they have to be dramatic about everything and hot tell me how you don't like how he quit his job, but it was fine for you when you left ESPN and went to Fox, or when you left wherever. It was okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Like I said, we'll talk more in depth about the playoffs in our next week's episode.
Well, it was some big games, though. The Raptors lost.
They did in dramatic fashion. And I knew that Orlando would get a couple of games. I didn't think they would get the first one. But Orlando is a really good team. They don't have, you know.
The superstar.
Yeah, they don't have the superstar. They do have someone who I believe might be a Laker next year. But
they had 7 people in double figures.
They did. And DJ Augustin played his butt off. I think he had like 25 points. The one that hit the game winner. That was a heck of a game.
So, shout out. I guess this ain't really no shout out because I'm Larry talking about he don't think that he think Toronto will win the next four. I was like, I think Orlando will win one more. I think they're gonna play well when they go home. Mm-hmm. Teams typically play better at home, especially your role players. Anyway, the Nuggets fool's goal. No pun intended.
Sadly, because I thought they would be much better. I really did.
They don't have a superstar.
They don't, but.
And you're going up with one of the best coaches in the all time, mm-hmm. I can say, for NBA. So he's going to be a strategist. I said strategist. That's hilarious. Strategist. Yeah, good luck. Good luck, Denver. I don't think y'all going to win that series.
No, it would. I mean, I don't think it would surprise anyone if San Antonio, just because they have Pop, would actually come out and win that series.
And Philly, he's y'all better stop playing with the Nets.
Brooklyn. We need to get into on a future episode on what we think is going to happen in New York. Who's going to get the players? Will it be the Knicks or the Nets?
Well,
either.
D'Angelo Russell probably hoping that KD don't come now, because if he does,
he will D'Angelo no longer be the star.
Gonna fade into non-existence.
Yeah, he'll be back Snapchatting.
Right. Trying to catch him in some foolery. So,
goodness. Oh, so I guess.
I think the best series is, and it could be the worst, the Trailblazers and Thunder.
I think that's going to go seven. And I really do.
They just don't like each other. They as in Russ and I think it's it might be a, like, I don't like him, period. But they definitely don't like each other. Russ and
Damian Lillard. Yes. And I the fact that they, you know, are always and seemingly matched up with each other is even better for that rivalry. Because it's not like KD and Russ, where they rarely ever match off. I mean, they're two different positions, even though they have their history.
So, we'll talk more on the first round. What happened in the five game first rounds? Why did they extend that to seven?
For TV, I'm sure. But they did that a couple years ago. They made every.
They're going to have to go back to five. You laughing? He talking about trying to cut games down.
Oh, I know.
That's one of the ways. Is to not have so many playoffs for no reason. The first round really ain't that important. No. The cream usually rise to the top. It's rarely going to be an upset, even in five games.
And even when these brackets were announced, everybody, they immediately jumped to the possible second round matchups that we'll have. That's right. They just skipped right over the first round.
So we can go on back to five, just like we do on a video game. I do three games. The three game series.
And just to get it over.
They can't do that.
I need two and I'm out. Two and I'm out. I'll let you.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to say, if you want to go ahead and get to that next topic, since you brought it to my attention, I'll let you.
Okay, so what Brian was talking about, I'm not going to vent long. The video that I talked to Brian about or asked him to look up today shows two quote unquote resource police officers. Police officers in school. Wink, wink, resource, whatever.
Right.
Standing by, one officer is standing side by side, like shoulder to shoulder with her, and they're not that close, but he could reach out and touch her. Another officer is facing them. And he's not really that close, and there's no audio. You see a kid come up the steps, and then you see a young lady turn like she going to class or going to her locker, whatever. She turns and take maybe one step before the officer grabs her, and the next thing you know, they falling down the steps. Then they clip the video so that you can see where they come down after they had fell out of the steps. And the one officer got his foot on and holding her leg. The other one is bent down over, just pounding on her. And that's just another reason that you don't need officers in the school. Because according to their report, she spit and kicked on them, and that's why the whole incident went down, and that's how they wound up falling down the steps. And this happened in Chicago. And so this is going to be another lawsuit that they're going to lose when the video footage show that they lied on the report and that the other person, that we don't know what she said, but whatever it was, then caused for you to grab her and both of y'all, and basically tossed everybody down the steps. I don't know why he went to the steps, Brian. Did it look like he could have avoided the steps?
I thought that there was a way he could have avoided, but I mean, when they clip it and they show him dragging her back down, I know that there wasn't any audio, so we don't know what the girl said, but I don't care what she said. I don't feel like there's anything she could have said that would be just
to trigger that.
There's no justification for the force that they used.
So this is a shock. Chicago is where it happened. I think, and they were talking about how they still the city of Chicago is suing Jesse Smollett when they acting up and they know about it, like all the money that they have to play out in lawsuits because of incidents like these. Ain't nobody telling the police they gonna have to pay nothing for their actions. But they coming out to him for $100,000 or something, which is pennies compared to the millions that they kick out each year for stupid stuff like this. But just another reason for us not to have police in our schools. Because they haven't stopped. Some people, what about these shootings that happen? Well, have any police stopped these people that wanted to come in and shoot up the place? No. So don't sell me that bill of goods. I ain't interested. Yeah. That's all I wanted to say. That was just a callback to last week when I was talking about we don't need police in the schools.
Yeah, when you actually see the evidence for it, it makes it even more clear that we don't need it.
It's crazy. If you anybody see that video, you can probably just Google Chicago police.
Mm-hmm. It comes right up. Chicago police beat. You don't even have to put black girl. You just put girl. And it's the first video that comes up.
So, if you dare to watch it, I probably would. I wouldn't advise, especially if you got kids.
Yeah.
So, it's sad. Again, that's another thing that we're sleeping on, how our children are being treated and how our children are being indoctrinated to feel like that police in school is okay. Because most of us didn't grow up in a space where we saw officers in our school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I know my mom said the other day she didn't.
No, it started down here at my high school. It started right after my senior year or right after I graduated. They started having them.
So gotta do better, people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Daisy Dukes. Tights, skinny jeans. Oh Lord! And let's say regular fitting clothes jeans.
I abstain from answering on the bias of this. T is not gonna get me caught up in the Me Too movement. Nope. I abstain. I will not comment. You can have all you. This is all tea right here. This had nothing to do with Brian. Do not get Brian caught up in this. No, indeed. No,
what
indeed.
This ain't got to do with me, too. This ain't got nothing to do with no sexual battle.
Some young lady out there will hear me give an answer and they'll show her, take it somewhere, and no thank you.
Well, what we need to replace? Mini skirts? What we need to replace. Because men wear tights, men wear skinny jeans, men wear regular jeans. And I don't see men in Daisy Duke.
Yes.
There's some short shorts.
Yes, Jesus. They're out there. I feel like...
Oh, Lord, that's hilarious.
Oh. I don't know. Tights has become way too popular, so you can't get rid of tights.
Why not? Sometimes I'll be like, what? Tights are not. Tights were made for people to work out in. Now we just put them on all the time.
It is a fashion statement nowadays. If I see one more young female walking around with tights and a sweatshirt on, Lord have mercy. That's how you used to see at Ole Miss.
The skinny jeans, though, for me, these guys with them little stick legs, I'd be like, how did you even get them on? But
yeah, anyway, we're going to get us along. Skinny jeans, yeah. I'm not even going, like I said, I abstain.
We're going to leave this one alone. Okay, no skinny jeans, though. What other clothing that we could do? Because have we done any clothes?
Just because I want to get rid of I want to get rid of tank tops altogether. Tank tops. I want to put them in the list just so I can throw them out.
Tank top, t-shirt, muscle shirt.
Yeah.
And what other? I guess it could be three. Do people wear tank tops? I don't think I've seen anybody in a tank top in eons.
Sometimes you'll see it out on the basketball court because people think they're Willie Dean from White Man Can't Jump.
Oh, Lord.
And I hate to tell them, this is a conversation for off air, but what I want to say. But as far as Willie Dean, I hate to bust anybody's bubble. If you don't know the behind the making of the movie, Wesley Snipes can't play basketball. They had to teach him how to play.
They did a good job. He looked like he had decent form.
And bless his heart, I didn't notice about him, but every single scene he was in and in doing any kind of thing athletic in Major League, the baseball movie, was in slow motion because he literally was the most unathletic person alive.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they did all his scenes, any kind of running scenes or anything, was all in slow motion specifically for that purpose. So
okay, I found something for you.
Okay, what was
that? Who would have thought they had a whole... And I Googled this. Oh, man, this one. This one will be easy for me. It might be hard for some people. Let's see if this one is easy for you. Floyd, LeBron, I can't even think of the Patriots quarterback name.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady or Usain Bolt.
Now, who was the first one? You cut out on the first one before LeBron.
Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, Floyd Mayweather. LeBron, Usain Bolt. Tom Brady. I can't get rid of Bolt only because we only got him, you know, really, truthfully, even though he did a little preliminary races every now and then, we only got him once every 4 years. So that was like something special to see. So I don't want to get rid of him. Even though I don't like the way he's on his little Facebook watch TV show, kissing his children on the mouth.
It's
Tom Brady.
Oh.
Even though Lord. that's kind of awkward.
They don't want your germs?
Yeah, so I still think that his story, how he got started with the Patriots, you know, just coming in as a backup and taking them to the Super Bowl.
What was he drafted, third round or something?
Seventh round.
Okay, made that way better than it was.
Yeah,
all right.
Seventh round, and just become a all time great. So I don't want to get rid of him. And Floyd and LeBron.
That's a decision.
It's not at all. I was just gonna say that my bias. I'm not gonna let my bias kick in on how I feel about one party. So, I got to keep LeBron.
Well, I'm getting rid of Floyd easy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure all of them are arrogant in their own way, but he takes it same to me. I feel like he just go way above and beyond. And
not even just his arrogance. Is he the only one of the four that's actually been in some kind of...
Well, he had the domestic. He was in jail for domestic violence or something. So, that gets him out. Look, somebody tried to do your list. They got Shaka Khan, Patty, Aretha, and Diana Ross.
Ooh. That's a good list.
Aretha stayed easy. Patti stayed easy. I don't know about Diana or Shaka. Shaka might have some music out there that I don't know about. Cause
she got a few songs, and you know, Diana. There's going to be a lot that want to get rid of Diana just because of the way she did the Supremes.
I guess I can't get rid of Diana. You know why?
What?
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing.
Yeah, you can't get rid of Diana. that makes that whole.
So, well, Shaka, you gotta go. I'm sorry.
All right, Shaka, we love you. And before, because I know somebody. Somebody out there is screaming as they heard me call Wesley Snipes' character Willie Dean. His name in the movie is Sidney Dean. And yes, yeah, I knew. Hilarious. I said Willie. I don't know why I said Willie, but Sidney Dean. I think I was confusing him with Willie Beeman, Jamie Foxx's character from Any Given Sunday. But I've seen White
Okay, this one for you, Brian. Okay. This is less for me and more for you.
Okay.
Pancakes, waffles, French toast, cinnamon bun.
I tried to do one, honestly, but I knew that you were not going to get rid of pancakes, so...
No, I'm not getting rid of pancakes.
Pancakes, waffles...
All the other three really can go. I guess cinnamon bun will be next to stay. I'll eat either waffles or French toast, but pancakes have to stay.
Yeah, pancakes and cinnamon would be my first two to stay. And I'm going to probably get rid of waffles just because I know if I get rid of French toast, my mama would kill me. Yeah. So, yeah, waffles would... I mean, because honestly, if I'm choosing... You know me, because me and you basically are liking that sentiment. We choose a waffle or a pancake. We're going to choose pancake. We love us some IHOP.
What about grits, oatmeal, cream of wheat, and some people eat rice for breakfast, don't they?
They do, and I don't know why.
What? I can't think of another warm cereal.
Grits, oatmeal.
Cream of wheat.
Is porridge still a thing?
I don't know what porridge it is. Hey. Yeah. Porridge would have to go because I don't know what it is.
Yes, and I haven't. I mean, ever since the Three Bears came, I don't know that anybody else has ever eaten porridge. I don't know. I guess we could just do the three. I guess cream of wheat.
Okay, grits, oatmeal, cream of wheat. I know you like grits, so you ain't gonna get rid of grits.
Nope, I'm not getting rid of grits because I would do a side of grits with anything. Probably cream of wheat because I like oatmeal. It's just a nice little snack.
So this is my thing with oatmeal. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
I really like cream of wheat. I don't know how to make it.
I think that's why I'm forced to get rid of it because I'm not sure how to eat. Yeah, I'd have to get somebody get it from somewhere. Maybe. Right.
My mama got it fixed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, instant grits don't even count, I guess, because then I don't know how to, let me not rephrase that. I've never tried to make grits, and I don't know that if you don't know what you're doing, you can mess some grits up, too. So I'm going to just have to
Instant grits, let me just tell you now, because my niece, she loves instant grits. They is the work. She loves instant grits with no kind of flavor, no kind of seasoning
just
on
just plain
instant grits. And I look at her every time and say, "You are so nasty because these grits are terrible." But she will eat them. She don't, and she turns old two years old next month. But yeah, she is. She loves those instant grits, and I think every time, because she always asks for them. And you ask her what she wants to eat, she's gonna say grits, and that's the one she's not talking about the good grits that you know you take your time on and season properly. She just wants those instant grits that you microwave, and they are the worst tasting stuff. And she always wants to feed you at some point in the meal. She's gonna start feeding you. and you.
Boy, you got that. I'm good.
You eat it. You eat it. That's my favorite line. You eat it.
No, you eat it.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. Cream of wheat, I can't. Yeah.
If you make it easier for yourself to be made cream of wheat, you might have had a chance. But, yeah.
And then they tried to do instant ones, and I was just like, I don't think you can make instant cream of wheat. Yeah, that was just my humble opinion. Yeah. I got one more for you. This one just came in my head.
What we got?
Angela Bassett, Regina King, Kerry Washington, and Taraji P. One gotta go. And we'll bring that one back to you next week. Yes. Brought to you by One Gotta Go.
You gotta give me time on that one because.
Yeah. I was like,
goodness.
Yeah. All the people that are liking this list, we're just gonna make this is very difficult. I need to look up what movie that I think I can't do without.
Now, are we doing. We're doing just straight actress roles, or we're doing directorial because Regina King.
No, that's the acting. Okay. Because some of these people have been, for all we know, Kerry Washington directed one of the episodes of Scandal. She like did, a lot of times, you don't know when they be doing that little stuff.
So just the
unless actress. They do an interview and they tell you that they directed a couple of episodes.
Okay. So yeah, that's something I got to think on that one.
Oh my, man. I ain't liking this list already.
Well, love.
Look, I made the list. I ain't liking it.
You put the list together.
Oh. Yeah, bad list. What list? Rethink.
As always, I'm one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with...
T. Keep Hope Alive, Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show Podcast. Thank you for listening. You can listen to the Mac and T Show Podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, and TuneIn. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube channel. Please be sure to follow our show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Mac T Show. That's at TheMacTShow at The Mac T Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to get all the updates and different things that might be happening with our podcast. You can email the show at themactshow@gmail.com. That's the Mac, the letter N, tshow@gmail.com.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.